The Ultimate Interplanetary Travel Guide reads like any travel book. It tells you what to bring and what to wear. It describes hiking across lunar craters, soaring through the winds of Venus, and rafting down the rapids of Titan. Author Jim Bell wrote it. He's with Arizona State University's School of Earth and Space Exploration. Welcome, Jim. So let's put this into perspective. When could our relatives potentially go on such a planetary trip?
Some point in the future, could be 50 years, 100 years, 200 years in my book, could be 500 years, I don't know. Some point in the future, it will be just as routine to get into a space liner and go somewhere else in the solar system as it is to get in an airliner and go somewhere else on the Earth today. I think that future is coming, and it's not a decade away, but I don't think it's 1,000 years away either.
All right, so let's think about this. How should they pack?
Well, there's all kinds of hostile environments out there. Of course, most places that that people go will have to wear a space suit, so you need some proper protection. Probably have to bring some oxygen, although I think tour companies will be providing those kinds of things. You want to be getting ready for maybe higher gravity or maybe lower gravity. You might be in an environment on the ship you're traveling on that could be shirt sleeves and yoga pants. But then when you go to transition into, walking around on an asteroid or going out to an icy moon in the outer solar system, you're really going to need to bundle up and make sure you have heaters and spacesuit and oxygen.
And how long would it take to get there, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, right now, it's pretty slow. It takes, but modern rocketry techniques and propulsion would take about 3 days to get to the moon, 6 to 9 months to get to Mars, year or two to get out to Jupiter and Saturn. And that's just with modern chemical propulsion methods. Just like every other area of science and technology, the technology is going to improve over the coming decades and centuries. I think it's very reasonable to imagine a future without having to have warp drives and transporters, where trips to the moon could be down to the maybe some number of hours, half a day or some number of hours. And trips out to Mars or into Venus could be measured in weeks, not in months. Now, if you want to go way out into the outer solar system, hey, I want to go skiing on Pluto. It's still, the solar system is big. It's still, I think those trips are still going to be measured in months or years.
That's right. And as there are more and more trips like this, and I would imagine the cost would come down. But what's a ballpark, do you think?
If you want to get to the moon fast, it's like a first class ticket. You're probably going to end up paying more to get there quicker. If you want to take a coach and take you 3 days to get there, okay. Maybe that's a much more affordable way to do it. So there'll be those kind of choices too.
So let's get into the nitty gritty. What are your must-sees while you're there?
I do want to go to the moon for the weekend. I'd love to just go hop around, have a great meal, check out some sites, come back home. I'd enjoy visiting some of these places on Mars, like the deepest canyons in the solar system, the tallest mountains in the solar system. If you're talking about going way out there, I'd love to, have just a lovely romantic dinner inside the rings of Saturn. There's a small moon of the planet Uranus called Miranda. It's really small, but there's an enormous 10-mile-high, sheer 90-degree cliff of ice. And you can jump off that cliff, and the gravity is low enough that you kind of will float 8 to 10 minutes down this sheer cliff. It's like the ultimate cliff diving experience.
You make this sound very enticing. Thank you, Jim.
Jim
sure, Bell, sure. Author of the book, The Ultimate Interplanetary Travel Guide. Thank you for helping us travel in the solar system vicariously.
Pack well and travel safe.
Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.